It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 617. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code miketechshow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show, and Facebook, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. A reminder to purchase your tickets for the 2017 DC Unconvention. That is brought to you by Instant House Call and Tech Site Builder, and it's sponsored by Malwarebytes Tech Bench. That is an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PCs. The price of the conference has went up from the early bird special at $200. It's now $249. If you buy your ticket now, use the promo code MTS for the Mike Tech Show. That's MTS, and you will get a $40 discount. Join us. It's September 16th and 17th in Washington, D.C. The link is www.unconvention.io. You can get the details for the schedule and what to expect for the conference. If you have a small IT business, small to medium IT business, if you do consulting work in the IT field, this is a convention or unconvention that you want to really consider attending. I'm going to be part of the keynote. I'm also doing a lab. We have great presentations, great speakers, great sponsors. Join me there. Tonight's show is only a couple links. I put together and presented last Thursday night for the clients of one of my clients, a financial advisor client. I put together a cybersecurity and safety tips. I have 11 tips that my team and I worked on. I liked it so much and it went over so well that I wanted, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, I wanted to share it with all of you, and the PDF is already up on the website, and the link will be in the show notes. And I already posted the link for everybody in the chat. I'm going to review these right now and where they came from. Then I have from Make Use Of 7 utilities for killing malware. They leave off some really good programs, and I'm going to add them to that list. Let's get things started. 11 cybersecurity and safety tips from MHS Consulting, my company. And we went through lots and lots of tips. And this set of tips are different for anyone, but focused on the older client who is less tech savvy. So keep that in mind. We've ran into too many people who have been compromised from the scammer phone calls, from just an unbelievable bad people calling, using social engineering skills to get credit card information and money. The first tip, screen all phone calls. Set your home phone to the lowest number of rings and let all calls go to voicemail. Screen it by listening to the voicemail. Tell your clients that. Only answer or return calls to persons you know. If you do answer, do not be afraid to hang up. If you do answer the phone because maybe It's a fake caller ID, so be prepared. You know, they can spoof caller IDs. If you pick up the phone, don't be afraid to hang up if you don't like what you're hearing. And communicate that to your clients. Never give personal information over the phone. There is no company that will ever ask for personal information. If they start asking and they are saying they're identifying themselves as your bank or something, hang up. Just hang up. Number two, do not call. If any number pops up on your computer screen that asks you to call, don't do it. Do not allow a stranger to remotely access your computer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get the link to Winston Wolf recorded a 17-minute phone call with a scammer where he played with them, and he posted that on Facebook. I will link that. That's very entertaining. The point here is they're going to call. You and I know, most of the listeners of the Mike Tech Show know that scam, and they're not, and you're not going to fall prey, but your clients don't. And that's why I've put these tips together. Lock your devices. Use the security option to lock phones, tablets, and computers. Set the screen lock to 1 to 3 minutes. So this way, if you put your phone down, in 1 minute, I thought was too quick. I don't like that. 3 minutes, very, very good. Make sure you lock the device with the password or fingerprint options that are available to your device. I have a facial recognition for my Surface Pro. Lock it down. Use strong passwords. Number four, use a different password for each website. It should conform to the website policy. Most require at least 8 characters, uppercase, lowercase, number, and symbol. Do not save passwords in your web browser. That's another way that bad people can get access to your banking information. If your system does get compromised and you auto log in, then that information can be given away and they can get in. You want to make sure that you use strong passwords. Nick in the chat mentioned, what about encryption? I agree with encryption. And the reason why it didn't make this list is for a lot of the clients that this is being communicated with, encryption was too difficult of a topic to cover in a short cyber list. But I agree about encryption. I have lots of clients that I have BitLocker turned on. So all you have to have is Windows 10 Pro or Windows 7 Ultimate. But right now, most of my clients, Windows 10 Pro. And if you have a laptop, I twist your arm. I make sure that we turn on BitLocker on all portable devices. But that would be a consulting opportunity. If someone responded to this PDF that has my main number for my company, MHS Consulting, then that would be a further consulting topic for encryption, because it's a little more than a quick list. But Nick, that's a great question. And we don't want to forget about encryption, but we want that as part of a continued solution for your clients. Password management option. This is another opportunity for consulting, because I know some of my clients can't handle that unless I hold their hand in getting it set up and training them on how to use it. Use a password manager like LastPass or Sticky Password to securely store multiple passwords to multiple websites. You can use a password-protected document or spreadsheet if you must write it down. Store it in a safe or locked file cabinet. I can't tell you how many clients I've seen write all their passwords and it's pasted on their monitor or pasted right by their keyboard or right under the keyboard. I see this all the time. At a minimum, get them into a spreadsheet and have a master password to it. Make sure that nothing's written down and laid out. Security question answers. And we've talked about this in past shows with lots of opinions on this. When you reply to specific security questions, spell your answer backwards or add a PIN number before and after your answer. Keep the answer. Now, I always say keep the answer all in lowercase So you don't have to remember the case unless you know you're using a phrase or something complicated or something that you know you'll never forget where you put the uppercase, then of course do it. But we want to make sure that you're securing your security answers, security question answer. Update operating system and applications. Apply the latest operating system updates and update applications such as Adobe Flash, Adobe Reader, and Java. When updating software, always pick advanced and uncheck additional third-party or partner software that is being recommended. Do not let software change your existing browser, homepage, or search settings. Sometimes they come back, and if you're updating Java, they will always recommend installing additional applications. And would you like us to change your default homepage to Yahoo? It's horrible, horrible. You got to uncheck everything. And then there's also a program you can use, Uncheck, that we know of. This is for people who do not understand and that always just click next, next, next. And they don't take the advanced option or the custom option. They're afraid. They feel they're not IT literate enough to pick advanced. And I'm trying to communicate you are, and you should pick that because they're installing things on your system that you don't want installed. Performance enhancement software. I know, going to get a chuckle there. Don't install programs that claim they will optimize computer and performance. Leave that to the computer professional. That was the main point. This is why I'm here for MHS Consulting. This is why you're doing what you're doing, listening to this, your clients. You want them to contact you to optimize and clean up their system. Don't run any of those programs that you see advertised. Type the exact website address. This is something I see all the time, especially Internet Explorer, where Microsoft intentionally sets Bing as the default search and they deactivate the address bar and make it a search bar. And I'm always changing these options in browsers for client machines that I sit at. This is do not search for a company support phone number. Go to their exact website to find the proper number. Sometimes the top search engine results are ads and not a direct link to the real company. We know this, but there are so many people out there that don't know that. I had a client a couple years ago, had a problem with his Dell machine, and it was under warranty and it was covered still, but I didn't get to my phone quick enough, and he Googled for Dell tech support, took the first 800 number that was listed, called them, and when they asked for a credit card, he knew something's up because he knew, this is under warranty. I shouldn't have to give you a credit card. He hung up, called me again, and I said, you did the right thing. Those are the scammers that you're calling directly. There are so many false numbers. It's so difficult to now search for a tech support phone number. You got to be on the website and go to contact information and absolutely know that you're on Dell.com or HP.com or Lenovo.com. You can't Google or search for phone numbers anymore. Yes, sometimes it works, but most of the time it doesn't. And that's how people get trapped into letting them remote into their system and giving up credit cards. The thought here is don't search for a phone number. Make sure you're going right to the exact website. I talked about this of putting a sheet together of all the main phone numbers, like for Comcast, Verizon, HP, Dell, AOL, all the tech support numbers that my clients might typically call, get it together and laminate it and get it out. And then, of course, make it a marketing opportunity by having, you know, my MHS Consulting logo and phone number. That you should consider getting in the hands of your clients so they don't make a mistake in searching for a phone number, especially the ISPs like Comcast and Verizon. When in doubt, throw it out. Clicking on links in emails and social media like Facebook is often how bad guys get access to personal information. If an email looks strange, even if you know the person, it's best to delete. You can call the person that it is from to confirm if the link is legitimate. How many times have you received that fake link to a document in Google Docs where it's going to compromise your address book? You've just given your Gmail account name and password to the bad guys, and they will now use that to compromise your email to send it to everybody in your contact sphere. I get that from people all the time. We'll compose a separate email back to them that your email account has been compromised. Now, if they're a client, I call them. Most of my clients, knock wood, I don't. Usually they're from listeners where my email is in your address book and you've been compromised. That happens frequently to where you've probably gotten an email from me if that's happened informing you that your email account has been compromised. Go in and reset your password immediately. The final number 11 on this tip sheet, Wi-Fi in public places. Never trust the Wi-Fi in a public location. People can be scraping your passwords and information there and it's so easy to do today. Do not perform any banking or financial transactions while on a public Wi-Fi. This is how identity theft happens. And not even Wi-Fi anymore. You have to secure your PIN number. You really have to cover any time you're entering any additional information that's required with the card that you put in. Gas stations are notorious for compromising your credit card. You must protect your PIN. You must protect any information that you're going to use on a keypad in a public place. Make sure you are covering it up when you're doing it. That's my 11 cybersecurity and safety tips. Next on the agenda here is make use of an article that Ken sent me, which, by the way, Ken, who works for me, and you know I put a link a few weeks ago, he's got 7 kidney stones lined up. He was at a doctor. He has an appointment for pre-surgery appointment where he is going to have 2 surgical procedures. The kidney stones are that bad. It's not just one kidney stone. There are 7 of them lined up to be passed. This, I can't even talk about it. It's so painful. Ken, good luck. He's been really, really suffering and doing a fantastic job when he can help me throughout all the pain. So I really appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody who's already put things in the GoFundMe because he's getting killed on medical bills for this. This is from Make Use Of, easily remove aggressive malware with these 7 tools. Well, I'm going to have a comment on this. But I wanted to put it out there because there's a couple things that I have not used. First one, R-Kill. I use that. This is when you need to get access to the system and you cannot kill the malicious process that's running. R-Kill can absolutely do it. Does a great job of killing that background process that you can't stop. And then you can start cleaning. So that's the first one. Second one is Farber Recovery Scan Tool. And it's primarily for logging. It's an indispensable app if you need to find out more about the underlying virus. So it gives you a very, very thorough report. This one I have not used. Dr. Web Live Desk. Some of the most frustrating and frightening infections are the ones that prevent your computer from booting. All your work, media, and music suddenly becomes inaccessible. If you're unlucky enough to find yourself in this situation, don't despair. You just need to download Dr. Web Live Desk, and it will let you boot your system regardless of a malware infection. I haven't tested this yet. It's on my list to absolutely test. Number 4, Rogue Killer. Absolutely. Rogue Killer has found great things. As a matter of fact, Road Killer saved my system that I'm using right now. It found some DHCP scamming that was happening on my system that was in the background causing just havoc. And I talked about that a few weeks ago. It was stopping Windows updates from happening. Anyway, big thumbs up. Hitman Pro's number 5. I have stopped using Hitman Pro. Hitman Pro is like a collection of multiple solutions. But on the list, number 6, I have never heard of and never used, and I did run this. It's called Norton Power Eraser. Now, normally, if it's got the word Norton in it, I just turn deaf and dumb to that, and I don't want anything to do with a Norton product. But because of this review, I downloaded it. Now, you got to be careful. Norton Power Eraser recommended to have a lot of, there was like 6 or 7 legitimate programs that it was warning could be bad. We're going to get into that in a minute. Number 7, Combo Fix. I love, 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 but it doesn't work with Windows 10. But if you got a seriously infected system in Windows 7, that's a great go-to program. I only run that when I know the system is compromised. What is missing? Big ones missing. JRT. It's almost like they have something against Malwarebytes here, because the 3 Malwarebytes products, which I always use, first Malwarebytes, then, of course, Malwarebytes Premium, which I run and I resell to many of my clients that will allow me to put it on, you know, to actually install it. Malwarebytes Premium gives you web protection, exploit protection, malware protection, and ransomware protection. You get everything. JRT, which was bought by Malwarebytes, and also Adware Cleaner. So I would add those three, the 3 Malwarebytes products. And JRT and Adware Cleaner is free. There is a free version for Malwarebytes, but the Proactive doesn't work unless you get the premium. I love JRT. JRT is the first program that I run all the time, and I agree with everything that it deletes. The other programs, you have to be careful, including Adware Cleaner, and definitely like Norton Power Eraser and even Rogue Killer. When they come back and report a recommendation of deletions, you got to be careful you're not deleting something legitimate. Great example. On Adware Cleaner, it was recommending to delete a folder that was a legitimate folder for a title insurance company for Title Express for uploading and downloading different transactions. And that folder, it deleted it. When my son accidentally ran it and didn't pay attention to that folder, and it deleted it on a client, it actually stopped some functionality on a system, and we had to go back and add that folder. You have to be careful of what it's deleting. So you must review and not just blindly click next to quarantine or delete everything. Definitely quarantine over delete, because you could go back into a quarantine and unquarantine it. Be careful. That's the advice for all these things. There is also one more link that I want to add that is a program that I have not used that Winston Wolf in the chat recommended, and I trust Winston implicitly with his recommendations. And it's ESET, which I used to use the full ESET antivirus a while back. Highly recommended for the antivirus, ESET. But it's ESET AV Remover. That link will be in the show notes, and I absolutely will be adding that to my toolkit. We always like, and that's why I listed those 7 tips from Make Use Of, those 7 links, because there's a couple in there that I've never used. We always want to keep an open mind to like utilities like Zamana antivirus, new programs that come up that will rip out and remove bad programs that the other software can't find. There's no one perfect tool. It doesn't exist. The best prevention is to do it in layers and have multiple things. That's why I want a Malwarebytes, but I also want a Bitdefender running. And I also want to regularly use these utilities to clean my system. You want to have a good firewall. You want to have strong passwords. You want to update everything. You want to follow all these things, and then your personal identity, is it guaranteed? You're never going to be compromised? No. But you want to make the best effort to protect your information and protect your personal information for your clients. Very important, all of this, when you put it together. That is it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please remember to support the sponsors for the show. That's Instant House Call, Malware Bytes, Tech Site Builder. The links will be in the show notes. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. Please use my Amazon link to support the show. Amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the Mike Tech Show. It's the best way you can show your support by using my Amazon link, amazon.mikenation.net. That's it. Everybody have a great week, and I'll be back here next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.